Glenn.
Oh, it went high all of a sudden. Okay.
Thank you. Dolores, alcoholic. January 1st, 93, so it makes me 29 years. This January, I'll be 30. I'm still in denial of my age of Alcoholics Anonymous. I was 26 when I got here. When I got here, the crime rate went down. And what I mean by that was I stopped stealing my parents' time, my family's time. It's all they did was worry about me. But to qualify for Alcoholics Anonymous, identify me as, you know, a liar, cheat, you know, manipulator, people pleaser, nothing but a taker. And anyway, I was really shocked to find myself in Alcoholics Anonymous. I thought it was a mistake. And I found myself in a treatment center, and treatment just bought me a little time. And in that time, when I was in there, it shut out the outer world, and then I was able to focus on myself. And there was no one to blame. So it was really hard. And so they were going to kick me out, and thank God. I mean, I was so arrogant, you know, like I was young, and, you know, First Nations, you know, and I'm at the wrong place at the wrong time, you know. And but I remember at an age 16 years old, 15, coming home after I won this little beauty pageant, I say little, and I come home in a cop car, you know, in the back of a paddy wagon, and my mother's disappointment, and I was wearing one buckskin outfit, and anyway, just full of shame, you know, and thought I was all that. And Alcoholics Anonymous, I tell you, you heard it here through some old timers, especially my sponsor, and, you know, people that have come before me, and Hawaii Ne, I'm telling you, the sobriety, I'm one Canadian, and a lady brought me here, 93, and I was like 6 months, six, 9 months sober. And I came to a convention here, and I got introduced to Honolulu Hawaii's fellowship, and Judge George and a lot of these old-timers that came before me sat around me. And then, more importantly, I picked up a sponsor. Her name is Toni T, and she's gone to heaven now, and she's on the big meeting. But I'm really grateful for the thing that you guys taught me is never give up. Keep that door open and stay around, stick with the winners. I'm a meet and maker kind of a girl. And then if you talk to me, next thing you know, you're coming with me to a meeting. If you're new, you're coming to me to the meeting. That's how the old timers taught me. Just take hostages, men and women. Just take them, put them in your car, and go, Dolores. And I'm like, I don't know the steps. And they're like, you're living the steps, you know, and I didn't get that. And through Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, time after time, reading the big book over and over, more clarity comes, and the perception leaves, you know, and uniqueness, and then leveling of the pride you guys talk about, you know, et cetera, you know. You guys know it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You know, and one thing I'm learning today is about the principles about Alcoholics Anonymous. So if you're new and you don't think you belong here, well, that's up to you. But it takes great courage to come into that room. And some of the stuff you don't even know that you're doing, the principles, you know, carrying the message, like, that's one of them, right? This is, you know, this program is so simple. I'm glad that I didn't rewrite the big book. And I'm just grateful that I have people like Uncle John and Tina and all these service people that, you know, I've returned back here, went home, and I came home in November last year, and they were just like, come, you know, and it's like I didn't, you know, it's like the drink. I just fit in easy peasy. Everything was simple. It's just my ego that complicates things. So mahalo ke akua. Thank you for another day of sobriety, and enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Okay, now that is all the time we have. And I would like to, I humbly make amends to everyone for the mix.